My name is Jeffrey Lewis. This is our Thursday night business building call. I'm very happy to host this call, and we have some great people on the call. Well, I have my good buddy Don Fowler on the call. I've been really good friends with Don. Don and I talk almost every day. Him and his wife, Nancy, are two of the most special people that I've gotten to know in my years in network marketing. Don and I have become really good friends. We talk all the time, and I've read his book, The 45-Second Presentation, many years ago and really didn't rock it. I've read it about four or five times in my career. And just recently, I read it again, and it really made sense to me. And then he had some support books come out. At the Time Is Now for Women. He had a DVD doing a seminar. Then I had Don come out and do a seminar for us. And now he has the system book. And so all these tools have come together to help us really understand Don's system. So I'm very excited to have Don on the call. And Don, what do you want to say to the people that have read your stuff and want to get started with this?
The only thing in preface, you know, before, and we'll just open it up, is that the system does basically two things. You can break it down to two words, time and understanding. The biggest excuse people have for not doing this business is they say they don't have time. And, of course, when you go over to someone's home and spend 2-3 hours telling them all about, you know, no wonder they say they don't have time because they think they're going to have to do what you're doing. So we totally eliminate the time with the system because in the initial presentation, we don't take their time. The second word, understanding, that's the biggest reason that people don't come into network marketing is because they don't understand it. They think it's selling, they think it's a pyramid, they think all sorts of things. But most people who are in network marketing really don't even know or understand what they're in. And we use the analogy like everybody thinks their vehicle is the hot vehicle, and you certainly have a hot vehicle, but Ferrari is also a hot vehicle. Would you let your best friend go for a drive around the block in your brand-new Ferrari if they didn't know how to drive? So our philosophy is very simple. We teach people how to drive first, then we show them the vehicle. And when you do it that way, it just speeds up your business because we can actually teach someone in less than 10 minutes how to get started sponsoring and building their business. This is, of course, with the lifestyle approach. You have three approaches to building your business. The product approach, which is very good and it works very well, but it's just very, very slow. I mean, you got people that come in on the product approach could be in the business 3 to 6 months before they've sponsored their first person. Then, of course, you have the business approach, but the word business is a very scary word for a lot of people. Well, we don't do either one of those. We use the lifestyle approach because we have found that virtually everybody wants a better life. And if you're looking for people, if you're using a product approach, looking for people sick, hurt, or into health, you only really have about 15% of the population that's your market. With the lifestyle approach, 95% of the people want a better life, and the other 5% already have it. They have the time and money. They want to live forever, and we say they make good customers. So with the lifestyle approach, we don't have any burnout. We virtually have 100% of the population that we can talk to. So that just kind of gives you a little idea what we're doing here.
Well, I know, Alice, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Alice, you've been getting a lot of questions from people. Alice, what you people have been asking about?
One of the things that people seem to be a little bit confused between what is really the difference between approaching with a lifestyle and approaching with an opportunity. Because to a lot of people, that seems like it's one and the same.
It's a fine line. The difference there basically is that we're looking for someone who wants something. And, of course, if they want something, then they need an opportunity. So, you know, if a person doesn't want anything, you could show them a zillion opportunities. They're not going to do anything. So bottom line, the lifestyle is a person wants a better life. They want a better home. They want a better car. They want more time with their family. Whatever it is that they want, and if they really want something, then with the system, we can show them how to get it. And, of course, to get it, they're going to need an opportunity, and the opportunity would come with the third step when we present the vehicle.
Okay. Okay, great. That was a great explanation. Alice, anything else?
The other question I've been getting was there's a lot of people who want to understand more what a sizzle session is like.
That's a simple one. A sizzle session is getting together with one or more people, usually in a restaurant or a coffee shop, to share ideas. It's kind of neat because, see, not anybody can get up in front of a room and do a meeting, but anybody can meet with some people in a coffee shop and sit around and share ideas. And just some ideas what you can do at a sizzle session, just go around the room and ask each person, if time and money were not a problem, what would your life look like? And have each person answer that. It's kind of interesting because, you know, you've all heard probably forever that you should write down goals. When you say, well, write down your goals, and people kind of freeze up and they figure, gee, what are my goals? But, you know, it's interesting. When you ask people to tell what they would do with their life if time and money were not a problem, as they're talking, those are their goals. So that's one of the things we do. There's another thing now with our new book, The System, which is basically our seminar in a book format. In the back of the book, we have a section called Gallery of Gems. Now, these are one-line sayings by myself and by Nancy and some by both of us. And you could literally kind of just go through these one at a time and just use those as topics for little discussions. So just get all your people involved talking. And a sizzle session isn't like one person doing all the talking. It's an interchange between everyone. Maybe you have someone there that doesn't understand the marketing plan. Well, maybe you have someone there that's really good on the marketing plan. They can be kind of sitting with them explaining the marketing plan while everybody else is talking about something else. It's just getting together, sharing ideas.